right, everybody. There's something big happening in North Carolina. Faith, North Carolina. I'm going to tell you all about that. Something really big. As Ed Sullivan would say, it's a really big show. Really big show. Yeah, that was Ed Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it wasn't Jimmy Stewart. No, Jimmy Stewart would do it this way. That's a really big... No, how would Jimmy Stewart do it? Let me see. I used to do Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart, it's a really big show. No, that's not... I'm sorry, that's not Jimmy Stewart. How would John Wayne do it? It's a really big show. Shoe. It's a really big shoe. All right, hi everybody, this is Martin Zender. Sorry about that. We have a conference coming up in September in Faith, North Carolina. Go back to my blog. I'll get you the information tomorrow. If you haven't seen my blog, and I think it was, when was I in Faith? April? A bunch of stuff was happening in North Carolina. There is a thriving ecclesia in Faith, of all places. Faith, North Carolina. And there's a conference there, September 14th and 15th. Dan Sheridan will be teaching. Clyde Pilkington will be teaching. I will be there teaching. This is a major conference. Now, look, I'm not all about numbers. You know that. It's a not many ministry, as Clyde says. But I was astounded to go to Faith, and there was 75 people in attendance in this little ecclesia. It's not a church. Don't get worried or excited. It's a building. It's some kind of building. It's not a church. There are chairs, not pews. And Alan Hess is the pastor. Their nicest guy, a really great guy. And there were 75 people in attendance when I taught there on a Sunday. Now, okay, I'm told you I'm not into numbers, and I'm not, but, and I didn't count, by the way. The only reason I know there was 75 people is because Ann Brechtelsbauer, the woman I was traveling with from Pinehurst, North Carolina, she counted. I'm not going to pull a David, right? David tried to assess his kingdom and calculate it to see the strength of it, and God judged him for that. So I'm not interested in calculating my kingdom here, because I don't even have a kingdom. I just talk to people. So Anne counted and said there were 75 people there. Well, that's the most people I've ever talked to live at one time. Now, we had 60 that would come to the Willard, Ohio conference every year, approximately. I never counted those either. Oh, yeah, maybe once. Maybe once. Other people did it. But anyway, so there's... And this is the thing about Faith. I thought, like, okay, these people can't believe the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, because there's too many of them. And so I started teaching everything. I pulled out all the stops, taught on the sovereignty of God, taught on the special message of Paul, distinguished between the circumcision and the uncircumcision. I think I mentioned the eons. I just went on and on, expecting them to tar and feather me, cast me out bodily, and they didn't. They were soaking it all up. So now Alan Hess, the pastor, is going to have a conference there. A conference. So add the 75 people, however many people are coming from all over the place. And I know a lot of people coming already from Virginia, from Tennessee, from Alabama. A lot of people are going to be descending on Faith. This thing could be... Oh, Waylon Dabbs is speaking. Waylon Dabbs. He's friends with Alan Hess. And remember my friend Waylon Dabbs from Fort Lauderdale, Florida? I stayed with him in January, and we went back there for a conference in April. Waylon Dabbs, he's a really good speaker too. And so this, it's going to be happening. It's going to be happening in Faith. It's an event. And I would like to see you there. You're going to meet a bunch of people. If you're alone, if you're depressed that nobody gets this, if you're like Elijah, you know, they've torn down your altars, God. They've destroyed your sanctuary, killed the prophets. I alone am left. No, you're not alone. These are good people in Faith. I remember this one lady there. I can't remember her name offhand. I remember I pulled into the parking lot, got out of the car. She said, "Hey, Zender, I'm free from sin while smoking a cigarette." She was puffing on a cigarette. So these people are fun. They're funny. They're faithful in Faith. And I'd love to meet you there. You're not only going to be able to meet me, and I'm going to be able to meet you, but you're going to meet Dan Sheridan and Clyde Pilkington, Waylon Dabbs, and a bunch of other people. Here's the deal. Make plans now. It's centrally located, kind of, sort of, maybe, Faith, North Carolina is. September 14th through the 15th. This is a three-day conference. Oh, sorry, that's 2 days. Is that two? Yeah. Two-day conference, Saturday and Sunday. But we're going to be fellowshipping on Friday. Get there early. I'm going to be there Friday, maybe Thursday. So September 14th, 15th. It's at the Potter's House Fellowship, 108 Main Street, Faith, North Carolina. Now listen, it's a nothing little town. So was Nazareth, all right? So don't worry about that. Go to thepottershousefellowship.com, the Potter's House Fellowship. You got to put the in there. Some people don't put the in there, and they just type in Potter's House Fellowship, and they wonder why they don't get there, because they forget the. And you know who you are out there. thepottershousefellowship.com. Here's the schedule. We're going to teach on Saturday, September 14th, starting at 9 a.m., going to 12:45. Then we're going to have lunch, probably going to be a group lunch. We start again at 3, go till 5, dinner 6:30. This is all tentative. We're going to fellowship Friday evening, Saturday evening. Sunday we go till 11:30, give you time to come home. Go to my website, go to the homepage, and I want you to click on Faith North Carolina. Right above my blog icon there, you see Meetings in Faith North Carolina. Go there. This is a conference. It's a major conference. I'm going to teach on the armor of God. I'm going to teach on prayer. Why should we pray if God's in control of everything? I'm going to tell you about that. I'm also going to teach on the absolute versus the relative perspective. And if I can slip another teaching in there, I will. The absolute and the relative perspective is going to help you make sense of things that seem contradictory in the Bible. And the armor of God, this is a huge topic. I'm going to demonstrate the armor of God with an umbrella. I'm trying to find a red umbrella, but if I can't, I'll do it with a black one or a blue one or a chartreuse one with yellow daisies on it. I don't care, but I'm going to do a live demonstration. You need to see this. Here's the guy to call. There you got hotels in the area. Yes, yes. You have the Hotel Salisbury, formerly the Holiday Inn. It's in Salisbury, North Carolina. And you have the Days Inn in the same town, Salisbury, and you have the Comfort Suites. You'll find all this information. And then Alan Hess wants to hear from you. Call him. Friendliest guy ever. If you're intimidated by calling Alan Hess, the pastor of the Potter's House Fellowship, then, you're wasting your energy. It's 704-213-7950. 704-213-7950. Call Alan Hess, and this place is going to be packed. I am not kidding. It's going to be exciting. I was there, and I don't know where there's seats for very many more people. We're going to set up chairs. Might be standing room only, but it's going to be an event. That's what I'm telling you. It's going to be an event. There's a group rate at the Hotel Salisbury, and you'll see all that at my website. Go to martinzender.com, click on Meetings in Faith, North Carolina, September 14th through 15th. Got the details there. I hope to see you. Again, it's an event. You need to be there. You need this fellowship. You need it, don't you? All right, now we're on the remnant in Romans chapter 11. The big argument, I think one of the biggest proofs here is in verse 5 of Romans 11. Thus then, in the current era, there's come to be a remnant according to the choice of grace. Here's my point. If God is putting forth this remnant, this few in Israel, who is a guarantee that God has not thrust away his people and will eventually bring them into the calling that they were destined to fulfill, and thus all Israel shall be saved according as it is written, that's verse 26, then he has got to continuously have a remnant. The day there's not a remnant is the day God could be accused of having thrust away his people permanently. The day there's not a remnant, starting from the day Paul wrote this letter. So to the present, the current era is the era of the nations. This is my take on it, and it's the correct take. The era of the nations, the current era. It wasn't Paul's lifetime. I've heard people teach that the remnant died with Paul. The remnant went away. No, because the remnant is proof that God hasn't thrust away his people. That's Exhibit A here in Romans 11. Now, the rest were the chosen encountered it. The chosen. You have to be chosen. Another great transadministrational truth. Israel, members of the Israel call have to be chosen. Members of our call have to be chosen. The chosen encountered it. The rest were calloused, even as it is written. God gives them a spirit of stupor. Gives it to them. Active verb. teaching on the sovereignty of God here. God gives Israel a spirit of stupor. Going to tell you why when we get down to verse 25. Eyes not to be observing, ears not to be hearing till this very day. And David is saying, let their table become a trap and a mesh and a snare and a repayment to them. Darkened be their eyes, not to be observing, and their backs bow together continuously. This is kind of strange thing here. Let their table become a trap and a mesh. As a little sidetrack here, Israel, okay, let their table become a side. I think that people, this sounds crazy. You're going to think I'm crazy here, but that's all right. I think people can eat themselves into oblivion. What else is meant here by let their table become a trap and a mesh? In this era, in this country especially, we are surfeited with food. We have all kinds of crap with a capital K that we eat, and our minds become dull, and we don't take care of ourselves or our bodies. We don't get enough sleep, we don't get enough water, and we don't eat enough good, wholesome food. And so, yeah, it's a little more expensive to buy good food, but then when you eat good food, you don't have to eat as much. And their table became a trap and a mesh. Israel has always known for being wealthy. The Jews, okay, it's a stereotype for a reason. They're business people. They're meant to take over the world. It's in them to take over the world, to run the world. It's in them. Now, I understand that this commercial aspect, their knack for commerce, is being misused and misappropriated in this day. But because of their wealth, they're able to buy lavish and very bad food. You know, and so, like in Babylon, right? Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refused the king's rich food, and they were healthier. Remember, they had a little contest there. Just give us like beans and coconut oil and pomegranates and maybe a little bacon, throw in some chicken eggs. And they were healthier than the king's men, all the king's horses and the king's men, probably healthier than the horses and the men, and they ate good food. So Israel has become fat and sassy, and so have we in this country. I have something to say about that too, about the lost 10 tribes. But I'll save that for another day. Now, Paul says in verse 11, I'm saying then, do they not trip that they should be falling? May it not be coming to that? This is another may it not be coming to that in verse 11. Remember, he said this again. It's one of his favorite phrases, a little pet phrase of Paul. Verse 11, does not God thrust away his people? I mean, chapter 11, verse 1, may it not be coming to that. So I'm going to stop there on may it not be coming to that. I'm going to get back to that tomorrow because something incredible happened. There's a reason why God shut Israel down. There's a reason why he gave them, except for the remnant, a spirit of stupor. It's critical to understand this because it has to do with your calling today. Your calling depends on the apostasy of Israel. Don't be too hard on her. She is going to come into her promises, but not before you come into yours. This has been Martin Zender. Hope to see you here tomorrow.